We're talking with Catherine Hamilton today. She's a Pilates instructor and a weight loss coach. And she was here a couple of months ago talking about weight loss, and she wanted to get back to where she was a couple of years ago. So how's it going, Catherine?
I am doing great, Maureen. Thanks for having me back. And yes, I continued on with my journey. It started at the beginning of November, and by the beginning of January, I had met my goal. And now I am maintaining my weight. I had never dealt with having gained weight other than after my pregnancy, but with nursing, any weight that I had gained, which was minimal, I lost within the 6 weeks, for 6 weeks. So this was the first time that I've been challenged after having taken some time off. And it was definitely a challenge, but I feel better having done it. And I feel like now I can relate more to my students in many ways. And now I'm maintaining it.
Mm-hmm.
I had started running again. I hadn't run in, I think it was 24 years. After I was a cycling guide, I had realized that I had damaged my knees. But through Pilates, I have rehabilitated them. So I started running again. And so now I run 6 to 7 days a week. And I'm also weight training. And I practice Pilates and yoga, which the weight training is helping me get my strength back and my definition. And Pilates and yoga are conditioning my core. And I'm also, you also get stretching from that. And I'm watching my diet. I can't say that I'm a vegan, and I can't even say that I'm vegetarian. If anything, I'm a pescatarian. I do still eat fish. I would like to eat only plant-based protein.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm slowly working towards that, especially with now practicing more of a yogic lifestyle. So I am diarizing my food intake, and I do weigh myself every day. I find that it's so easy. I can gain 7 to 10 pounds in a week.
Okay.
No problem. Mm-hmm. Very, very easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep an eye to see where I'm at, and it helps you get to know yourself more as well.
It does, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so during all of this, I started a weight loss group. So I had 7 students, and they came after, for whatever reason, they had gained weight. And we did have some successes over the 6 weeks. Any loss and loss of weight and a gain of knowledge to me is a success. And we did have this, and it was really enjoyable. It was Tuesday nights at 6:30 for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the first 15 minutes, it was really neat. We all had an exchange, and me included, because I feel like I'm still on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about different obstacles that you might encounter along the way, which is like, going to a dinner party and not being positive what's going to be served and how to deal with it and dealing with different personalities. I feel like you have to almost put on an additional layer of self-esteem because sometimes, you know, you have to kind of stand up for yourself. Most people are supportive, but here and there someone might tease you or something like that. And then going out to eat, I find that challenging, going to restaurants, because if you have a drink or two, I find that I crave more food.
Right.
So you have to be very aware of your intake. And one of the ways that we all agreed to deal with it was to take your time, not make any drastic, quick decisions, and think about it, be conscious about what you're ordering, and made it a little easier. And then we just talked about different obstacles that we had encountered, and then for 45 minutes we It's like a introduction to Pilates, which is core strengthening, but it's overall body conditioning. And we did different exercises that I felt we needed as people that had gained weight, because when you have additional pounds, your posture changes. So you tend to lean a little bit further forward to maintain your balance. The inside of your legs don't get as much strength conditioning as they would if you were in a healthy condition. So we practice different exercises that could fit into your lifestyle. So we did things like squatting into your chair. We did bum ups on your chair. We did different exercises like on the wall instead of getting onto the mat, because sometimes it was difficult to get up and down. So things like push-ups and tri-ups. We did wall squats. We kind of relearned how to walk, rolling on your foot from the heel through to the toe to make sure that you utilize all of the muscles in your feet, which help you with balance, and different things like that.
That's fantastic. So that was 6 weeks?
6 weeks, and the group has agreed with a couple more that we're going to continue on in the new year, or in the new year. We already are in the new year, excuse me. We are going to continue after March break.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and I'm actually going to offer a second class. I'm not sure if we'll have enough to run it, but I know for sure that the first class is going to run, which is Tuesdays at 6:30 at the United Church.
Okay, Tuesdays, 6:30 at the United Church.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And perhaps maybe on Thursdays too, but definitely Tuesdays.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm going to offer it. We'll see. It's at 6 o'clock on Thursdays. And again, it's for 1 hour. And just come in comfortable clothing and bring water. Water is very important. And a mat. We do end up on the mat at some point, but we did a lot of exercises in the chair and standing and moving. Bring your mat.
Okay, so if somebody wants to join, you're taking new people too?
That's yes.
Good? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be great to have some more personalities in the group. We had a really nice connection, and yeah, we'd welcome more people for sure.
Good, and you had some success stories too. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Most everyone lost a little bit of weight.
Okay.
And they learned different things about themselves, and like I said, they realized different ways to manage with a partner or with children, a little more planning involved with, say, taking your snacks with you to work so that you don't maybe pop over to Tim Hortons or McDonald's or you know, staying away from the fast food. We talked about things like cheese, for instance, that it seemed to be a popular evening endeavor, cheese and crackers and wine. So we talked about how much cheese is healthy, which is, to many of our surprises, it's the size of a thumb.
Oh, okay.
That's a healthy intake. And cheese is very high in fat. And we talked about weight and how much harder your heart has to work with every pound over your weight. For instance, one extra pound creates 5 additional miles of artery that the heart has to pump.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it was enlightening. I think we did really well, and I'm looking forward to continuing. It's been great being able to share this with people.
Great. Yeah. And you also have a Pilates class too?
Yes. Yes. I am still holding my Pilates classes at 5 o'clock on Tuesdays. And if the weight loss group runs on Thursdays, it will be at 4:30.
Okay.
Yeah. On Thursdays. And then, I'm working on a couple new disciplines.
Yeah, you have a lot of projects on the go.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
I'm pretty excited about it. I feel like I've almost been reborn.
That's good.
I am working on two new teaching certificates, and one is power yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose power yoga because it, like Pilates, is core conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So the core is from the jawbone to the pelvis.
Okay.
So that area is something that I focus on, mm-hmm. or these disciplines do. And after all, that really is where the majority of our weight goes, is the core. I felt that it was a great transition. Not that I'm leaving Pilates, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I'm really excited about the yoga. I feel like as I'm maturing,
mm-hmm.
that I'm gravitating more and more towards the yogic lifestyle. And so I'm really excited about this. And then being part of the yoga community, I have become more and more fond of a vegan menu.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2005, I actually went back to school and I got my cooking papers,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty much the opposite of a vegan, vegetarian menu. It was classic French, which
okay.
is known for the heavy sauces okay. and lots of fat and lard and okay. so forth. You do also learn technique, which is can be transferred into mm-hmm. whatever area you end up in. And I was really fortunate that I ended up getting my work experience or stage at the Eastman Spa. And so working there, I did get a lot more experience in vegetarian and mm-hmm. vegan food
okay.
preparation. And so now I am working towards getting my vegan teaching certificate.
That sounds exciting too.
Yeah, I'm really okay. excited about it. It melds really well with yoga and mm-hmm. Pilates, mm-hmm. and especially with my weight loss or fat loss mm-hmm. coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, which I can do now, but I'll feel even more confident once it's completed, helping people with meal planning, be it gluten-free, raw food, plant-based foods. I will be able to give them a new nutritional program,
mm-hmm.
but I can also help them with their meal planning.
Good.
Yeah, so I'm really, really excited
about that. Lots going on.
Yeah.
And you're doing some blogging too? Or?
Yes, I am working on a blog. I haven't launched it yet, but I will be soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also working on a column, a regular, mm-hmm. both of them, weekly column, weekly blog. And I am planning to come back here for a weekly radio show.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. Like I said, I feel like I'm reborn. I'm really, really, really happy
about
it.
Yeah, that's great. And
yeah.
Definitely, you know, inspiring people to live a healthier life.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so. That's what I'm trying to do. And the other thing that I'm excited about is that I'm going to be offering a mobile service. So,
mm-hmm.
If you can't come to my classes, I can go to you. I can go to your home.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to your office. I can go to your gym, your club, your park. And I work out of the Bishop's University gym. So mm-hmm. if that's convenient, you can come there, or I can go to your gym.
Mm-hmm.
And if all else fails, I am working on a home studio, so you can always come there. But for now, mm-hmm. this is what I'm offering. And I'm also going to be having classes in a couple new locations, which I don't want to talk about yet,
okay.
but they're coming soon.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
Lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought maybe could we talk a bit about the benefits of a yoga lifestyle?
Sure.
Things, yeah. One of the things, this journey that I've been on that has come to me is learning to balance. You're striving for an all-round balance physically, mentally, and emotionally through yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And also your diet. You're a lot more aware of your diet.
Mm-hmm.
You're living more consciously. And yoga also provides me with more stress relief, both mind and body, just doing a couple minutes a day of yoga.
A couple minutes a day?
Yeah.
Really?
It kind of, honestly, it feels like, I can compare it to my running. I look forward to it every day. Mm-hmm. And if I don't do it, mm-hmm. which is on the rare occasion, mm-hmm. I feel borderline sad. Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm going on a mini vacation. Mm-hmm. And yoga, the same thing. Just a couple minutes a day, I can relieve that stress. I'm able to find my inner peace. I find that my immune system is stronger, which is a great thing after the last couple of years of having mm-hmm. to deal with sickness. Stress manifests and it will affect you physically. And with yoga, it massages your organs, it strengthens your muscles. The breathing and the meditation release stress and they improve your immune system.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. And I did want to mention about the running when I was saying that on the rare occasion I don't go. I just want to say it's not because of weather. Mm-hmm. I have worked in the past mostly outdoors. I was a guide for quite a few years in skiing and in cycling and a few other disciplines, but not as entrenched mm-hmm. in it. Mm-hmm. And weather was never an issue, and I still take that same approach with running. So like today, for instance, it was pouring rain and very icy. Mm-hmm. So I put on Gore-Tex wear, including my shoes, and I put clamp-ons on. And so being on the ice wasn't an issue, and it was raining, but big deal. And then if it's cold out, I add a couple layers. Mm-hmm. If it's hot out, which isn't the case right now, I'm just choosy about when I go.
Okay.
So I just adjust.
Yeah. And you get seasoned to it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been proven that exercising outside gives you an additional 78% stress release. And I think anyone that appreciates the outdoors with mm-hmm. all the, you know, the colors and the smells mm-hmm. and visually, it really is much healthier. So I refuse to run inside.
Mm-hmm. Well, 78%, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty close to 100.
Yeah. Yeah. And hence also why I give my classes outside in the mm-hmm. summertime.
That's true. Yeah. Your Pilates outside in the summertime.
Yeah. I love it. Pilates in the park.
Good.
Yeah. And what was the other thing? I was going to mention that yoga tends to cultivate better relationships. Mm-hmm. If you feel content or more content and happy, you seem to be able to deal better with sensitive relationships. And mm-hmm. I'm starting to feel that way. Mm-hmm. And
that makes sense too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does. And also I find that I have increased energy. Just that I was mentioning, just taking that few minutes, mm-hmm. Say in the afternoon, mm-hmm. when you're feeling a little drained, mm-hmm. Drinking water is a great way. And the other thing is to take just a couple minutes to meditate, do a few poses, and you feel refreshed and recharged afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, I really find it. Also taking a walk, mm-hmm. getting outside, mm-hmm. just not staying at your desk. I have been guilty of that in the past, mm-hmm. but just removing yourself for a little while can make a huge difference. The other thing is that I find I had good flexibility before, but now more so with mm-hmm. the yoga. And my posture, I have good posture, but I must admit I do have a few chronic injuries from I sprained my neck 3 times from different sports. Mm-hmm. So the additional stretching from the yoga is helping. And it's also, I find I'm becoming more toned with it. Mm-hmm. It's a nice complement to Pilates. And I also find, this is kind of weird, but I find that my intuition is stronger with this lifestyle. And it's a continuous process it seems like the deeper I get into it, the more profound the results are and the mm-hmm. benefits of it. So
that's amazing.
I think we're going to have a lot to talk about
good,
in the future.
Good. Are you planning to teach yoga also in the
yes,
future?
Yes, I am. I am hoping to teach it mm-hmm. this coming summer.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to have power yoga in mm-hmm. the park as well. Mm. But I say power yoga, which is considered athletic yoga.
Mm-hmm.
It's also called flow yoga. So you go from one pose to the next. It's not so much holding the pose for a great mm-hmm. deal of time. Mm-hmm. You flow from one position into the next.
Okay.
Which can cause, or not cause, but you get a, I would say, more of an endurance
okay.
mm-hmm. with it. And also the core awareness. Mm-hmm. So if you have any understanding of Pilates or you want to get more core work, which is very important that we're strong from the center mm-hmm. out mm-hmm. rather than from the limbs in,
mm-hmm.
Power yoga is a definite something I suggest that you check out.
Okay, that's
yeah.
great. Good.
Yeah. And then as far as the vegan teaching, that I'm hoping for in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good. So if somebody wants to join Pilates or the weight loss group, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, I have a couple ways. One, you can go on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
which seems to be quite common, which is CAT,
mm-hmm.
C-A-T, Pilates, P-I-L-A-T-E-S, Hamilton. You can find me there. And I check my email and my Facebook often. Email-wise, I have balanceavecat@gmail.com. So balance, mm-hmm. B-A-L-A-N-C-E, avec, A-V-E-C, cat, another C, mm-hmm. A-T, @gmail.com. And then my website isn't up yet, so I don't think I'll give that address because I don't want to mislead anybody, but right. it will be launched in the next mm-hmm. couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Phone-wise, if you prefer, the number is 819-200-1975.
Okay, that's great. Good. And you're definitely coming back to do a radio show, so that's very exciting too.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Good.
Yeah, it's been... It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
Because I did have one before. Mm-hmm. It won't be quite as long. I'm thinking more 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week, I'll focus on something health-wise related to the community somehow.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just to say thank you.
Okay. Well, we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thanks, Maureen.
Okay.